Kuf Samach Siv Beis. Also, b'may melocha oishashov and pitoy. A person who used the water for some purpose to do something with it is also possible from the Tisidai. We treat it as wastewater once it was used. So the first example that Shulchan Aruch gave was that he soaked his bread in this water. Even though he was planning to dip his bread into this water and it fell somewhere else, the water that it fell into, since the mice served this purpose, are considered Maim Shenasa B'Loch in the Pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah brings also that it doesn't make a difference whether he did the malacha, somebody else did the malacha with his water. Has the same status. Things very big. Has a suffix about it. The ma'isa, any water that was used for some tashmish cannot be used for until the time. Continues the machaber. V'mtzina yayin b'mayim psulin. If he used water to cool off another drink, like to cool off wine, it's also possible. It's even a bigger chiddush because it's not very active, but still, since it is producing a certain result by the fact that it's cooling off the drink, then it's possible. Shabruah says it's just to retain the temperature, it's alright. Shulchan Aruch continues that if you washed dishes with it, then it's possible. If the kelim were ready, clean before he just got them wet in the water, then that's alright because he didn't do anything with it. Just got things wet with it. That's not a problem. But if it cleaned off the kelim, then it will be possible. Mishnah Berurah gives other examples that if they put in the kli because it was getting made out of material, getting too dry, and it's a chashah will crack, and you prevent it from cracking it, that's also a problem. Or if it was used for measuring things, use this liquid for measuring things, weighing things, it's also a problem. Im hitbil v'hem anachtem v'luskis, and the Chabbi continues, if the baker dipped a loaf of bread into it, it's also possible. This was also serving some purpose for the bread, or for the dough. Avel im tovel yod v'mayim v'toch pnei agluskin, v'shechof v'mayim v'chof no v'mayim hanishom loy nasa v'malocha. If someone just extracted water from this kli and used the water to smear on a dough or whatever else, and it's alright because he didn't do any malacha with the water, just use the water. As long as the color did not change, then it's alright. Also over here, he had a little bit of remnants of dough on his hand and he washes it off in the water, it's also acceptable. Now this is a chiddush because the chayyim is washing his hand. So Mishruh says the assumption is that his hands are really clean. So it's not like washing dirty dishes. Maitha, and Mishruh brings it to Taz, disagrees with this because self he is cleaning off his hands. And he says the Rambam also, Taz says the Rambam also says that this is not acceptable, which is Haskam Sapoiskin. So the Maitha, if you're washing off your hands, whether it's from dirt or from anything stuck on your hands, you should not use that water for until you die.